You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
There is no doubt that what America is buzzing about today is what happened at the Academy Awards last night when Chris Rock was about to introduce the winner of the best, I think, documentary feature.
Oh, one of my favorites.
And he did a quick little joke about Will Smith's wife, Jada Pinkett Smith. And Will Smith took exception to it, walked up on stage. And at first, people thought he punched him, but apparently it was an open-handed slap across the face, just like that. And then went back to his seat, and when Chris Rock said, dude, it was just a joke, Will Smith is screaming out at him, essentially, keep my wife's name out of your bleeping mouth. So everyone's talking about it. And then, Jeremy, yes. Will Smith wins the Academy Award for Best Actor.
Hey, winner, winner.
And he's got to get up on stage, and so he sort of addresses what happened in a roundabout way.
I have the two pieces of audio. I have the ordeal, if we want to hear it real quick, and then I
Please.
Do have his somewhat of an apology. So here's the ordeal.
Will Smith just smacked the shit out of me.
Keep my wife's name out your f***ing mouth.
Wow, dude.
Yeah.
It was a G.I. Jane joke.
Keep my wife's name out your f***ing No!
I'm going to, okay? okay.
One of the most awkward moments in television history by far. My gosh. And then here's
I believe Chris Rock even said something like, you know, this is the greatest moment in television history.
Right, the greatest night on TV or whatever. Yeah. Here's Will saying he's kind of sorry.
I want to apologize to the Academy. I want to apologize to all my fellow nominees. This is a beautiful moment. Art imitates life. I look like the crazy father, just like they said. Thank you. Hope the Academy invites me back. Thank you.
Yeah. And then he laughed and held up his statue, and everyone was joking and playing around. There's talk going around, people saying that the Academy should take back the Oscar because he broke their rules of civility and their rules, their code of conduct.
And I said just a little bit ago, I think the Academy will be clamoring to get him back because this was a much needed shot of adrenaline to this dying award show.
Very much.
So finally, it's like the day after, everyone's like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I missed the Oscars, which is never said, ever, you know?
Right.
They needed this. They needed it bad. And, of course, everyone's out this morning calling, you know, foul and fake and actors going to act.
I don't think so, though.
But if you
I'm always one of the first to say that, but I don't think so this time.
I don't think so. And if you listen to his voice and watch the video a few times, it's real. This is real because Will Smith can't act that well. I've seen a few of his movies. Shut up, Jer.
He just won the Academy Award for Best Actor. What do you want? You know, here's a question to throw out to listeners this morning. I've noticed some people posting online how horrific this was. And I've noticed some other people posting cheers for Will Smith for coming to the defense of his wife.
And then other people coming to the defense of comedy. I've got one here from Christy says, the nature of comedy is to poke fun at things, events, and other people. That's what it is. Not everyone laughs at everything. If Will was upset about what was said, he should have been a man and just discussed it with Chris versus what he actually did. Plain and simple. And that was Christy on our Facebook page. It's comedy. I mean, they were poking fun at people the entire night. Everybody was. They hired the three ladies to stand up there to host, and they were poking fun at everybody.
Is there a line that you draw, though, when it comes to somebody's medical condition?
Right. There is that.
I mean, is that a line that you don't cross? And, you know, those of us who sit and watch these celebrities every day getting every part of their life torn apart and dissected and observed through a microscope, it's one thing when we see it and we get on with our life, but they have to live it every day, where every day someone is digging into their personal life and Maybe you just reach a point where you just snap.
But yet they thrive on it, and they go to talk shows and talk about it, and Will Smith writes a book about it, and blah, 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 blah. You know, so it's like you're kind of putting your life out there to be critiqued. So is it called for because you're just presenting it to everybody, essentially?
I don't know. I have a hard time with that argument. I understand that, yes, they want to be celebrities, but do you want to be a celebrity to the point where even a family member's, you know, medical condition is ripe for humor? And, you know, and let's face it, the joke wasn't about Will Smith. The joke was about his wife. I mean, I think if Chris Rock had told a joke about Will Smith, I don't think he would have gotten out of his seat.
There was a funny post going around this morning talking about the true crime was the crappy joke that Chris Rock laid out there, because it was such a stupid, horrible, dated, stupid reference of a joke. That's the true crime right there.
Sure. But, you know, at the same time, he was doing it in front of a bunch of other actors is in Hollywood, and they all laughed because they got it right
Maybe
away.
Maybe it was a courtesy laugh.
Where the rest of us are like, all right, G.I. Jane was 25 years ago, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. Anyway, the internet's having a blast with this today. If you go on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy, I posted multiple memes. I woke up this morning to easily 15 memes that had come through on my Instagram page that people were sending me. So I took a few of them and threw them up on our Facebook page. The internet is loving this today. Loving it.
Apparently, Jaden Smith, who is Will and Jada's son, tweeted afterwards, quote, "And that's how we do it."
Dang.
I don't know. How do you feel about it? 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. I would like to say, for the record, that there are more important things going on in the world and in our listeners' lives than this. However, this is the number one trending thing in America, so we can all acknowledge that, yes, what's going on in the world is much more important.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But come on,
Will Smith smacked Chris Rock in the face on live TV.
For a few minutes, did he do the right thing or was he out of line? Defending his wife's honor or making a fool of himself? Which is it?
No, no, we don't talk about Jada.
Slap her around the world. Will Smith walking up on stage, stalking up to Chris Rock and slapping him across the face. We are hearing from all sorts of listeners about this. We're going to take calls in one moment. Melanie says, the Academy Awards are stupid, the stars are stupid, and I wouldn't mind if they'd all just slap each other on a regular basis, but that's just me. Thank you, Melanie. All right. Miriam says, as a woman whose husband never stands up for her, I found it refreshing. I've wanted to punch Chris Rock for years, so I'm glad Will Smith did it. Okay. And Lene says, on the other side of this, she goes, I'm disgusted by it. Mm. Even if you're defending your wife, you wait till after the show, go backstage, and then punch him. You don't drag down the entire ceremony, especially screaming obscenities. Okay.
One more.
Cool.
All right.
To the phones we go. How about Alexis? Hey, Alexis. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're good. Our faces aren't sore.
Us. Yeah, we don't have red marks on our faces.
We're not bruised at all.
What do you think?
So I thought, if you watch the video, when Chris Rock delivers the joke, Will Smith initially laughs.
He does,
and you can see Jada on the side, you know, audible eye roll, getting very irritated. The camera cuts back to Chris Rock. And then who knows what happened between Will and Jada, but that's when he then gets up. He didn't seem initially that upset about the joke. I think that Jada kind of gave him the
go ahead.
Yeah, I thought it was a complete overreaction and totally ridiculous. I mean, you know that when you go to the Oscars, you're putting yourself in the firing lane of being made fun of. And
that's what the entire monologue is usually, you know. It's them making fun of all the actors there and all the movies. Mm-hmm. But I guess Leah wrote in on our Facebook and she said, this is the second time that Chris Rock has made fun of Jada at the Oscars. And this time was about her autoimmune disease. Lines were crossed. Will stood up for his wife. I would have done the same thing.
Well, that's the point that I was trying to make earlier, is that the history of the Academy Awards is making fun of people generally. There are exceptions, but generally for their movies and their poor performances and stuff like that. To bring up a personal health issue is crossing the line. I mean, whether it's funny or not, it's like,
right.
I don't know that we need to be talking about that.
I mean, straight up, wouldn't everybody agree that this, I mean, no matter what side you're on, it was assault. It was assault. He walked up out of nowhere and slapped this dude.
Well, Alexis, they asked Chris Rock afterwards if he was going to file charges, and he said at the time, no.
Mm-mm.
Now, the
he wants to lawyer up first.
Yeah, the police department has informed him that if he would like to file charges later, he still may.
Right, because the evidence is there, you know.
Yeah.
I think that's ridiculous.
Which part? The filing of charges?
I don't think he should file. Yes, Will Smith shouldn't have slapped him. But, you know, two wrongs don't make a right. He shouldn't have made fun of Jada. Will shouldn't have overreacted. Everybody just calm down.
Just settle down.
Everyone just calm.
Relax.
We should play Taylor Swift's You Need to Calm Down.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Alexis. Thanks for calling. Have a great day, okay?
Bye, guys.
I did like Amy Schumer. She kind of came out and tried to lighten up the mood because about 5-10 minutes prior, she was out in this Spider-Man costume, and she was hanging from the ceiling, and she couldn't get down, and the costume, you know, didn't look too good on her, and blah, blah, blah. So here's how she came out.
I've been getting out of that Spider-Man costume. Did I miss anything? There's, like, a different vibe in here. Probably not.